Well, I can't quite get my head around this. There's a snowstorm in the middle of Texas. What's happening, Harley Carnes?
There's a major winter storm, Ben, that's not just in Texas, although Texas is getting nailed right now. This storm has been, you know, through parts of the country, and there's more than one component of it, more than one part. For example, the East Coast had ice, literally an ice storm from north of Washington, D.C. to well south of Richmond, Virginia. That's a couple hundred miles. They had 283 crashes in one day in Virginia. The Pacific Northwest was hit with heavy snow and then freezing rain on top of that. That's crippling because the freezing rain just sticks everything to the limbs, brings down the trees, that brings down the power lines, and and so forth. So we've got millions of people in the dark. Now, Texas, big state, they don't even have salt for the roads because they never need it. But right now, almost all of the state of Texas is below freezing. And the wind chills make it feel like 10 degrees, 15 degrees, and more below zero. These are temperatures you'd expect in New Jersey, not in Texas. They've got highways, treacherous highways. And we're talking thousands of miles of highways in that state. And since they don't have any salt, what can they do? If they have sand, piles of sand, they can spread sand on the ground, on the ice and the snow. It helps a little bit, but it leaves a mess. Not good. Not good. They've got, a few million people in Texas in the dark right now.
Yeah, scary time for people there, particularly once they jump behind the wheel. Now, they love a gun in Texas, and President Joe Biden is talking about a crackdown on guns.
Yeah, well, one president after another, one governor and mayor after another have been cracking down on guns for 30 years. Joe Biden, during the campaign, said, "We're coming for your guns." It looks like he did mean it. Says he'll do everything he can by executive order to reduce gun violence, which is code for coming for your guns. It's the third anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shooting in which 17 people died. Biden says that Congress should outlaw high-capacity magazines, make gun manufacturers liable for actions of their customers who buy guns, sort of like making Ford or Toyota liable for a drunk driver, wants background checks on all gun sales, including private sales, wants to outlaw assault-style weapons. Now, these are things that will require Congress, but he's calling on Congress to do it. In Florida, by the way, the flags are flying at half staff because of those 17 in memory of those who died in Parkland. But the parents of those victims are divided about what to do. Some are saying, yeah, more gun laws. Maybe that'll help. Others are saying we need proposals aimed at the human component because none of these proposals have anything to do with the bad people who are on the other end of the gun. One of the men said, this is who lost a daughter in Parkland, said warning signs were there. It was clear the killer had intentions to attack the school. Should have stopped him. Impossible to stop him, anyone, from getting a gun in America, except people who obey the law, obviously. We got 100 million gun owners, legal gun owners in America, and more than 120 million known guns.
Mm. I know it's basic mathematics, but the more guns, the more shootings. Now, what's happened to Uncle Sam?
Well, who's to know for sure? There's a call that maybe it's time to cancel Uncle Sam, the cancel culture with a new target. Some are saying he should not represent, be one of America's symbols, of course, because he's white. I'm wondering, what do they think about Captain America? Is Marvel in trouble? Marvel Comics? How about, are the animal rights people upset because we have Smokey Bear as a fire prevention symbol? It never ends.
Harley, I know. And the same thing happens right here in Australia. Don't you worry about it. We'll catch up tomorrow, my friend. Thank you. Harley Carnes joining us from the US. So the New South Wales opposition leader, Jodie McKay, is accused of writing a letter of support to help a convicted pedophile get a visa. Quick question, should she resign?